Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart Centered Life. This is Ellen Contenti, and we are listening to Alex Robert Holmes, our theme song.
If you're lost and you don't know where you should turn, feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life, don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Thank you, Alex Robert Holmes. I love that theme song, and I'm so blessed to know him personally. I did ask him to write my theme song for me. He's such an amazing singer, songwriter, actor, and you can find him at the Global Truth Center, which is where I'll be this weekend, as you know, doing the Bigger Game Workshop. It is this Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th. And if you are listening to this show today, today is a 30-minute show. It's twice as long as my usual show, and I'm inviting guests to call in. And if you call in today, you can come to the workshop for only $50. That is a $150 savings, because it is at $199 to attend. And that is, you can also bring a friend. So you can register at globaltruthcenter.org. But if you're listening to this show, you can call in at 347-826-7317. And I will be taking calls throughout the show today. So the purpose of today's show is to recap the Bigger Game game board itself. This has been a 12-segment series, and I've been introducing the Bigger Game throughout, and each show has been devoted to a different square on the Bigger Game board. So if this is the first time you're listening in, you're thinking, what the heck is the Bigger Game? Well, the Bigger Game is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy, and Rick Tamlin is one of the co-founders of the Bigger Game. It's based on the philosophy that life is all made up. And that's actually the name of his company. It's all made up. And so if it's all made up, why not make it one that we want to live? And so the Bigger Game Workshop is all about activating within you those feelings and desires about what it is that you're hungry for in your life and what is it that you really want to do. And you may not know. And the interesting thing, actually the fascinating thing about playing the Bigger Game is that just stepping on the game board, and it's a life-size game board that we play, kind of like Twister, but without the twisting part. It's more like a tic-tac-toe board that we move around on. But what happens is when you step onto the board, you start to activate within you these feelings and desires that you didn't even know were there. It's such a powerful experience, which is why I'm so passionate about the Bigger Game, so much so that I actually attended two games. I went to one a year ago in March, then again in last October, and then decided, you know what, I want to become certified to teach this program, and that's what I did. And so I'm really excited that I'm going to be doing my very first workshop this weekend. And as I said, it's at the Global Truth Center. You can register there, globaltruthcenter.org. We still have some seats available. So do not hesitate if you would like to attend. And you get to bring a friend. And if you're listening to this live and you want to come for only $50, which is a steal, it's basically covering my costs, this will allow you to come for only $50 if you call in during the show. All right, well, enough of the promo. So what is a bigger game? Well, if you think of the bigger game as a game board, it really is an innovative model. It's designed to change and challenge you. And it really does call forth the best you in terms of wanting to play a bigger game in your life. It doesn't have to be a big game, but it's something that within you says, you know, I really want to do something maybe different, or I want to really play bigger in my life, right? It's not about what you think others want you to do. It's not the supposed to game or the sacrifice game. It's about playing something that's personally meaningful to you at your deepest core. So it is, as I said, it's actually played on a game board on the floor. And the workshop itself is a full 2 days of playing and watching videos and doing interactive activities. It's very deep, but it's also a lot of fun. And so I really do invite you to come and play. If you want a fuller, more meaningful life, or you just want to explore, you know, what else could you be doing with your life? And when you're playing a bigger game, there's a place within you that is really called to respond to what happens as you're on the board. So let's talk more about the different pieces on the board. And as I said, today's call is really to recap the last nine calls, the last nine shows that I've had, because each show has been exploring the bigger game board. So there's nine squares on the board itself, and the first one is comfort zone. That's the one in the upper left-hand corner. Now, the thing with the game is you can jump onto the game board at any one of the squares that I'm going to talk about. And it really is what's calling to you right now. And it's interesting. You'll kind of walk around the board, and you'll feel yourself literally being pulled to one square. And you're like, you know what, I think that's where I am right now. Even if you're not even sure what that square means, you have your inner self, your intuitive self really does know. So let's talk about the first square, comfort zones. Comfort zones. Comfort zones are natural, and they're normal for us to want to be comfortable. I mean, we're all striving to be comfortable in our lives, and that's important. And even when you're playing a bigger game, you get to a place and a point within that where you feel comfortable in what you're doing, right? But if we spend too much time in the comfort zone, we start to get bored. It becomes routine. It just doesn't feel comfortable anymore, right? So it's natural for us to drift towards comfort, and we will return to that place, you know, over and over again. But we don't want to fall into comfortable habits that over time are going to create this feeling of boredom and complacency. Because what ends up happening is we kind of stop growing if we stay too long in the comfort zone. Now, when you're on the bigger game board, what happens in the comfort zone is when we're there, it gives us the opportunity really to look at, is there any comfort zones that are holding us back from moving forward? Right? And their comfort zones can be something as innocuous as, right, a exercise routine, which you think, well, this is really good for me to do, but if I'm using something that is potentially good for me as a way to not move forward, then the comfort zone has stopped really being supportive. Right? They're really neither good nor bad. They just are. But it's if we don't examine them, they can either be serving our bigger game or they could be hindering our bigger game. And so it's important to look at different categories of comfort zones to explore. Things like behaviors such as, you know, when we email or we, as I said, maybe our morning walks have become a comfort zone. Not asking for help can be a comfort zone. Spending too much time in front of our computer, our TV, sleeping habits, different hobbies that we have. There's a lot of different things that fall into the comfort zone on the behavior and doing side. But there's also comfort zones in terms of our thoughts and our attitudes and how we are. Things like worrying all the time, which is one of mine, is to, and it doesn't feel comfortable. So I definitely don't want to stay in that comfort zone of worrying too much, right? But it's the way we think about things. Even what can be what is called a spiritual bypass, like everything's fine, everything's great, everything's going to work out. And that feels good, right? But if we stay too long there and not really look at, okay, well, what do I need to do to take action for me to know that that is true, that everything is going to be okay, that becomes a comfort zone that is holding us back from playing a bigger game. So there's a lot of different things to look at when you're standing on the comfort zone square. And the most important thing here is that there's no judgment. Right? There's no judgment. Comfort zones are neither good nor bad. But if we don't examine them, they may cost us our own success. So let's jump off a comfort zone into the next square, which is hunger. Right? And too much boredom and complacency over time does create a hunger. It creates a hunger for something else, even if we don't know what that is. We might not know what we're hungry for, but we know we're yearning for something. It's kind of like when you stand in front of the refrigerator, and you're like, man, I'm hungry, but I just don't know what I want. And sometimes something may call out to you, and other times you just stand there and looking because you can't find what it is that you want. But you know that there is you're hungry for something more meaningful in your life, or you're hungry to maybe contribute more, make a bigger difference in your world, whether it's your own personal world, within your family, or in your community. And, you know, hunger is a good thing. It means that we are awake, we're alive, and that, you know, we want something more. There's nothing wrong with being hungry to do something different. Life is about change, and so we're always moving forward. And once you tap into this deeper hunger, right, things start to occur. Action and movement start to occur so that we can feed our desire, right? And many times we're afraid to step there because our hunger dial has been turned down for so long because we want to avoid disappointment that we're afraid to feel hungry for something. But once you've tapped into that desire, right, you are ready to jump to the next square. And I'm going to jump over to compelling purpose. So compelling purpose is the place of deep knowing. Right? Sometimes it comes from hunger. You may even start on the compelling square, right? You know what it is that you are called to do. And it asks questions as, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? And what am I truly about? And when these questions are answered, you become really clear about the bigger game that you want to create. Compelling purpose is about being up to something that compels you so deeply. And yet, it impacts the world around you, you know, the people in your own inner circles, your community, your organizations, nature, right, the planet. When you tap into a compelling purpose, it really means that you are up for something that is so much bigger than you, that you feel literally compelled to do something different, right, to create something different. And so from that square, we're going to jump to gulp. I love that it's called gulp, because gulp is that feeling that you feel when you feel compelled, that it's exciting and thrilling, and yet it can be terrifying all at the same time, right? You know what it is you want to do, and you're so hungry to do it, but oh my God, I have no idea how I'm going to do that, right? That's that scary part of it. And it is one of those feelings that when you are in gulp, you know that you are playing a bigger game. You know that in order for you to do the next thing, it's bigger than you, right? And it's going to require you to step up and make an investment in yourself, an investment in moving forward. And so we're going to just jump right now off of gulp into that next square, which is investment. Now, there's a lot of different dimensions to the investment square. And before I go further into investment, let me remind you again, if you are listening live and you have any questions about the bigger game, the board, the concept, or about the workshop, please call in. The number is 347-826-7317. And guests that do call in can come to the workshop this weekend for only $50, and that's a $150 saving. So let's go back to investment. Again, this square has a lot of different dimensions to it, because what is an investment? You have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in the time it takes to become bigger in yourself or in your bigger game. Money is an investment, right? There's all different things that you may need to invest in to grow yourself, maybe personal development. People coming to this workshop, this is an investment in yourself. The investment list can be extremely long, but so is the payoff. And so the question here on this square is my heart and soul deeply connected to my bigger game? And if the answer is yes, then you're willing to make that investment. And so it's investing in yourselves, also in terms of what do I need to do to take care of myself physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually, so that I can play a bigger game, right? How do I need to handle my finances? Do I need to learn a bigger skill? Basically, what do I need to do to develop myself to play a bigger game? And what do I need to do to invest in the game itself? And so that calls us to jump to the next square, which is allies. And so in playing a bigger game, many times we need allies in our corner. We need support. We need help. And so an ally can be somebody who's there to support us, but an ally can also be someone who is against us, an obstacle on the road that we're looking at like, oh, no, I am not going to allow anyone or anything to stop me from playing my bigger game. And so that obstacle, that naysayer, becomes your ally because they're keeping you motivated. And if you look around the world today, you can see that a lot of bigger games started because of that reason. Somebody's saying no, and we use those as allies. And this is a really powerful square because the truth is, if you are playing a bigger game, it's not something you can do on your own. So looking around your circle, your inner circle, your outer circle, even people that you that you emulate, that you look to in the world playing a bigger game similar to yours can become an ally. You don't have to know them personally. That's the beauty about allies. Anyone and anything can become an ally. And so we're going to jump off that square into sustainability. Now, sustainability, similar to investments, is multidimensional. Because if you look at it from a place of how am I going to sustain myself to continue to play a bigger game, right? It's also about making sure that I don't burn out and I take good care of myself. It's also a way of looking at the game itself in terms of how do I sustain the game so that it can keep playing even after I'm gone, right? So sustainability is looking at what do I need to do along the way to keep the game going forward, right? What needs attention? Do I have to pay attention to my family, you know, my children, my friends? Obviously, self-care is a big part of that, right? You could jump onto sustainability as your first square in recognizing that for the sake of my bigger game, I need to take a vacation. I need to take a break from what I've been doing and recharge my batteries, refresh my life. And then I can jump over to maybe hunger and see, well, all right, now that I feel more refreshed, what is it that I'm truly hungry for? So sustainability is also a very important square. And as I said, another reason or another aspect of sustainability is if it's truly a bigger game, it's going to live on past you. Now, it doesn't have to. You know, obviously, that's a choice that you can make. But if you wanted to live beyond you, right, what do you need to do to keep it going? Now, you know, Rick Tamlin, who co-founded this, the Play Your Bigger Game, recognized in order for the bigger game to live on, right, he had to have more people, you know, delivering the bigger game workshops and spreading the word. And so he created, you know, trainer certification to keep the legacy of the bigger game going. And so that's a big part of it when you look at playing your bigger game. Now, I'm going to jump from there to the next square, which is assess. And we've been literally going around the rim of the bigger game board. And assessment, again, could be a square you start on, right? So as the word says, assess. Where am I? What am I doing? What do I need to do, right? What opportunities are present? Assessing is really looking at the big picture, right, from a more of a bird's eye view. And you can look at every other board, every other piece on the board from that point of view, right? So you're kind of always having, I think, a foot in the assess square. So you need to know also where are you currently in relationship to the bigger game board itself in terms of your bigger game. And again, it's without judgment. That is so crucial. There's no judging here. There's no right or wrong at all about any of this. It's not what you should be doing or could have done or would have done. You are right here, right now, assessing exactly where you are. And the focus is on strategies for success, right? The tactics, the game plan, and also for yourself. How are you doing? And you can jump over to the assess square also once you've found your bigger game, once you're playing your bigger game, because you want to come back over there and ask yourself, well, how's it going? Is it still compelling? Am I still hungry to do this kind of work or play this kind of game, right? So, and is it fun? Is it truly something that you want to continue to be engaged in? And so it's a great square to come back to throughout your bigger game, throughout your life. I mean, we're always assessing how we're doing. And we assess when we're in the comfort square zone, right? Eventually, we get to a place of, you know, I'm bored. That's a form of assessment, right? And so what do I want next? You jump over to hunger. What is it I'm hungry for, right? What do I feel pulled towards? You go over to the compelling purpose. And then, you know, from there, you're like, okay, well, I think I know what I want to do, but oh, my God, that's scary. Right? I need to take the next step. You're on gulp. And so from there, you went to investment. Okay, well, what do I need to do to be able to do this? What investment do I need to make in myself, in training, in material, in equipment to be able to take this next step that I've identified? And who am I going to need for support? My allies. Right? Who can help me? Is it someone in my family? Is it somebody in the community? Is it something on the internet? Is it someone who says I can't do this? Right? Who are going to be my allies to sustain me in playing this game, which is that next square? And so all of these squares, you know, touch upon assess, because that's what you're doing throughout, is you are assessing where you are. And so we're going to come now full circle, even though it's kind of a rectangle here, but we're going to come full circle to literally the center of the square, the middle point, which is the ninth square, bold action. And the operative word here is bold. This is about taking action that is beyond business as usual. And that is a big part of the bigger game. It is not business as usual. Because if it was, it's really not a bigger game. It's just a different game. It's not bad. No, nothing wrong with that. But it's just not a bigger game. So bold action requires you to do something, right, that is big. It doesn't have to be big to anyone else, but it needs to feel big to you, right? And notice what comes up in you when you are recognizing that up till now you've been playing smaller than you want to play, right? It's about the place of daring to take action based on what's needed next. And bold action can be anything. I mean, a bold action could be having a conversation with someone that you've not wanted to have in a long time. It could be just moving one baby step towards this compelling purpose that is becoming your bigger game. But it feels bold because you've never done it before, right? A baby step doesn't mean it's not a bold action for you. When you are on bold action and it borders gulp, there's that feeling of literally standing on the edge of a cliff, ready to jump off, right? You are ready. You are ready to take that bold action. And yet there's a part of you that feels like, well, there's no safety net, or, right, I can't see the bottom. That's that gulp feeling. But because bold action also borders allies and sustainability and investment, you know that you've touched upon these things, that you have set yourself up to be able to take bold action and do it in a way that is going to bring the success that you're looking for. You may not know how yet, and that's okay. You don't have to know how yet. The how comes as you play the game, and that's the beauty of this. So those are the nine squares of the board. It is a transformational, powerful, engaging, and fun experiential workshop. And the truth is, we are always playing on the board of the bigger game in our lives. If you think about it, you are always on one of these squares in your life at any time. And so you will never be stuck in your life again. You can just decide, okay, where am I on the board today? And go there. Right, figuratively or literally. And I would love to have you literally be on the board with me this weekend, April 25th and 26th at the Global Truth Center in North Hollywood. And you could register at theglobaltruthcenter.org. It's $199 and you can bring a friend for free. Or if you call in the last minute of the show at 347-826-7317, you can attend for only $50. And I would love to have you there. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. And we are going to close out the show with listening to the Heart-Centered Life theme song again by Alex Robert Holmes, so that you can remind yourselves what it means to live your life from a heart-centered place. See you all this weekend, and speak to you all soon.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, Working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start with your heart-centered life. Live your heart-centered life in your heart-centered life. Live your heart-centered life.